From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news. Relief supplies began flowing into Vanuatu today after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed into the islands late Friday and Saturday. Cyclone Pam, with winds up to 300 kilometers per hour, destroyed entire villages. Vanuatu President Baldwin Lonsdale appealed for international assistance, and Australia responded, Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop.
Australia has a crisis response team ready to go to assist our High Commission in Port Vila. Our High Commissioner, Jeremy Brewer, has spoken to Prime Minister Natuman and offered Australia's assistance and that we stand ready to support Vanuatu in this time of need.
UNICEF is saying that the cyclone affected at least half the population of Vanuatu, including about 54,000 children. Kurdish government in Iraq says it has evidence that Islamic State militants used a chemical weapon against Kurdish forces. Kurdistan Regional Security Council released a statement Saturday alleging chlorine gas was used in the January suicide bombing in northern Iraq. It took place on a road between the Islamic State-held city of Mosul and the Syrian border. Islamic State group has been suspected of using chlorine in previous attacks in Iraq and Syria. Sierra Leone's Vice President Samuel Samsumana has asked the United States for asylum after soldiers surrounded his house on Saturday. He said he is no longer at his residence, but it was not clear if he was at the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Freetown. This is VOA News. At least 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. On Saturday, a U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at the National Institutes for Health Treatment Center outside of Washington. None of the 10 aid workers have developed symptoms of Ebola. Meanwhile, in Liberia, it's been 21 days since the last case of Ebola was diagnosed. John Sumo is head of social mobilization in the Ebola response.
It means that we don't have any confirmed new cases being reported within our 21-day time frame. And you know the time frame for Ebola incubation is 21 days. But we're going for another round that carries to about 42 days. And after 42 days, if we don't report cases now, then the WHO could possibly look at declaring us Ebola free.
Ebola has killed about 10,000 in the West African nations of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. At least 24,340 have been infected with the disease since the West African outbreak began in December of 2013. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko have called for Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine to fully implement the Minsk agreements. In a telephone conversation on Saturday, the two discussed the European Union-mediated agreements reached in Belarus in February and in September of last year. U.S. delegation arrives in Cuba today for a third round of talks between the two countries about reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic sanctions and travel sanctions imposed decades ago. Here in Washington, President Obama said a college degree is the surest ticket to the Middle East, the middle class that is, but just when it's never been more important, a college degree is simply too expensive.
I'm going to ask members of Congress and lenders and as many business leaders as I can find. Because making sure that students aren't saddled with debt before they even get started in life is in all our interests.
Mr. Obama said in his weekly address on Saturday that his administration has worked hard to make college more affordable, and this past week he unveiled yet another way to help more Americans afford college that does not involve any new spending or bureaucracy. President said that the Student Aid Bill of Rights declares that every student deserves access to quality, affordable education, with that access to resources to pay for college and an affordable repayment plan. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.